This sound file contains the spoken version of a Wikipedia article on fossil fuel recorded by user Guerrilla Warfare. The material recorded is current as on the 9th of August 2010. Fossil fuel from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, at en.wikipedia.org. Fossil fuels are fuels formed by natural resources such as anaerobic decomposition of buried dead organisms. The age of the organisms and their resulting fossil fuels is typically millions of years, and sometimes exceeds 650 million years. The fossil fuels include coal, petroleum, and natural gas, which contain high percentages of carbon. Fossil fuels range from volatile materials with low carbon to hydrogen ratios like methane, to liquid petroleum, to non-volatile materials composed of almost pure carbon like anthracite coal. Methane can be found in hydrocarbon fields, alone, associated with oil, or in the form of methane clathrates. It is generally accepted that they formed from the fossilized remains of dead plants and animals by exposure to heat and pressure in the Earth's crust over millions of years. This biogenic theory was first introduced by George Agricola in 1556 and later by Mikhail Lomonosov in the 18th century. It was estimated by the Energy Information Administration that in 2007, primary sources of energy consisted of petroleum, 36%, coal, 27.4%, natural gas, 23.0%, amounting to an 86.4% share for fossil fuels in primary energy consumption in the world. Non-fossil sources in 2006 included hydroelectric, 6.3%, nuclear, 8.5%, and geothermal, solar, tide, wind, wood, waste, amounting 0.9%. World energy consumption was growing about 2.3% per year. Fossil fuels are non-renewable resources because they take millions of years to form and reserves are being depleted much faster than new ones are being made. The production and use of fossil fuels raise environmental concerns. A global movement toward the generation of renewable energy is therefore underway to help meet increased energy needs. The burning of fossil fuels produces around 21.3 billion tons, 21.3 gigatons, of carbon dioxide per year, but it is estimated that natural processes can only absorb about half that amount, so there is a net increase of 10.65 billion tons of atmospheric carbon dioxide per year. 1 ton of atmospheric carbon is equivalent to 44 over 12, or 3.7 tons of carbon dioxide. Carbon dioxide is one of the greenhouse gases that enhances radiative forcing and contributes to global warming, causing the average surface temperature of the Earth to rise in response, which climate scientists agree will cause major adverse effects. This section is accompanied by an image. The image has the caption, "Coal, one of the fossil fuels." This article contains 8 sections. These sections are 1. Origin, 2. Importance, 3. Levels and flows, 4. Limits and alternatives, 5. Environmental effects, 6. See also, 7. References, 8. External links. Section 1. Origin. Fossil fuels are formed by the anaerobic decomposition of remains of organisms, including phytoplankton and zooplankton, that settled to the sea or lake bottom in large quantities under anoxic conditions millions of years ago. Over geological time, this organic matter, mixed with mud, got buried under heavy layers of sediment. The resulting high levels of heat and pressure caused the organic matter to chemically alter, first into a waxy material known as kerogen, which is found in oil shales, and then with more heat into liquid and gaseous hydrocarbons in a process known as catagenesis.
There is a wide range of organic or hydrocarbon compounds in any given fuel mixture. The specific mixture of hydrocarbons gives a fuel its characteristic properties, such as boiling point, melting point, density, viscosity, etc. Some fuels, like natural gas, for instance, contain only very low boiling gaseous components. Others, such as gasoline or diesel, contain much higher boiling components. Terrestrial plants, on the other hand, tend to form coal and methane. Many of the coal fields date to the Carboniferous period of the Earth's history. Terrestrial plants also form type 3 kerogen, a source of natural gas.
Section 2. Importance. Fossil fuels are of great importance because they can be burned, oxidized to carbon dioxide and water, producing significant amounts of energy. The use of coal as a fuel predates recorded history. Coal was used to run furnaces for the melting of metal ore. Semi-solid hydrocarbons from seeps were also burned in ancient times, but these materials were mostly used for waterproofing and embalming. Commercial exploitation of petroleum, largely as a replacement for oils from animal sources, notably whale oil, for use in oil lamps began in the 19th century. Natural gas, once flared off as an unneeded byproduct of petroleum production, is now considered a very valuable resource. Heavy crude oil, which is much more viscous than conventional crude oil, and tar sands, where bitumen is found mixed with sand and clay, are becoming more important as sources of fossil fuel. Oil, shale, and similar materials are sedimentary rocks containing kerogen, a complex mixture of high molecular weight organic compounds which yield synthetic crude oil when heated or pyrolyzed. These materials have yet to be exploited commercially. These fuels are employed in internal combustion engines, fossil fuel power stations, and other uses.
Prior to the latter half of the 18th century, windmills or watermills provided the energy needed for industry, such as milling flour, sawing wood or pumping water, and burning wood or peat provided domestic heat.
The wide-scale use of fossil fuels, coal at first and petroleum later, to fire steam engines enabled the Industrial Revolution. At the same time, gas lights using natural gas or coal gas were coming into wide use. The invention of the internal combustion engine and its use in automobiles and trucks greatly increased the demand for gasoline and diesel oil, both made from fossil fuels. Other forms of transportation, railways and aircraft, also required fossil fuels. The other major use for fossil fuels is in generating electricity and the petrochemical industry. Tar, a leftover of petroleum extraction, is used in the construction of roads. This section is accompanied by two images. The first image has the caption, "A petrochemical refinery in Grangemouth, Scotland, UK." The second image has the caption, "An oil well in the Gulf of Mexico." Section 3. Levels and Flows. The material for this section has been taken from the Wikipedia article, Peak Oil. Levels of primary energy sources are the reserves in the ground. Flows are production. The most important part of primary energy sources are the carbon-based fossil energy sources. Coal, oil, and natural gas provided 79.6% of primary energy production during 2002 in million tons of oil equivalent, MTOE, 34.9 plus 23.5 plus 21.2. Levels, proved reserves, during 2005 to 2007. Coal, 997,748 million short tons, 905 billion metric tons,
4,416 billion barrels of oil equivalent. Oil, 1,119 to 1,317 billion barrels, 178 to 209 billion kiloliters. Natural gas, 6,183 to 6,381 trillion cubic feet, 175 to 181 trillion cubic meters, 1,161 billion barrels of oil equivalent. Flows, daily production during 2006. Coal, 18,476,127 short tons, 16,761,260 metric tons, 52 million barrels of oil equivalent per day. Oil, 84 million barrels per day, 13 million kiloliters. Natural gas, 104,435 billion cubic feet, 2,960 billion cubic meters, 19 million barrels of oil equivalent per day. Years of production left in the ground with the current proved reserves and flows above. Coal, 148 years. Oil, 43 years. Natural gas, 61 years. Years of production left in the ground with the most optimistic proved reserve estimates from the oil and gas journal World Oil. Coal, 417 years. Oil, 43 years. Natural gas, 167 years. The calculation above assumes that the product could be produced at a constant level for that number of years and that all of the proved reserves could be recovered. In reality, consumption of all three resources has been increasing. While this suggests that this resource will be used up more quickly, in reality, the production curve is much more akin to a bell curve. At some point in time, the production of each resource within an area, country, or globally will reach a maximum value, after which the production will decline until it reaches a point where it is no longer economically feasible or physically possible to produce. See Hubbert peak theory for detail on this decline curve with regard to petroleum. Note also that proved reserve estimates do not include strategic reserves, which globally amount to 4.1 billion more barrels. The above discussion emphasizes worldwide energy balance. It is also valuable to understand the ratio of reserves to annual consumption, R/C, by region or country. For example, energy policy of the United Kingdom recognizes that Europe's RC value is 3.0, very low by world standards, and exposes that region to energy vulnerability. Alternatives to fossil fuels are a subject of intense debate worldwide. Section 4, Limits and Alternatives. The material for this section has been taken from the Wikipedia articles Peak Oil and Hubbert Peak Theory. The principle of supply and demand suggests that as hydrocarbon supplies diminish, prices will rise. Therefore, higher prices will lead to increased alternative renewable energy supplies as previously uneconomic sources become sufficiently economical to exploit. Artificial gasolines and other renewable energy sources currently require more expensive production and processing technologies than conventional petroleum reserves, but may become economically viable in the near future. See Energy Development. In 2000, it was estimated that there are 25 to 40 years worth of oil remaining in the earth to be extracted and used, based on current rates, 70 years worth of coal, and 200 years worth of natural gas. Different alternative sources of energy include nuclear, hydroelectric, solar, wind, and geothermal. Section 5, Environmental Effects. The material for this section has been taken from the Wikipedia article Environmental Issues with Energy. In the United States,
more than 90% of greenhouse gas emissions come from the combustion of fossil fuels. Combustion of fossil fuels also produces other air pollutants, such as nitrogen oxides, sulfur dioxide, volatile organic compounds, and heavy metals. According to Environment Canada, begin quotation. The electricity sector is unique among industrial sectors in its very large contribution to emissions associated with nearly all air issues. Electricity generation produces a large share of Canadian nitrogen oxides and sulfur dioxide emissions, which contribute to smog and acid rain and the formation of fine particulate matter. It is the largest uncontrolled industrial source of mercury emissions in Canada. Fossil fuel-fired electrical power plants also emit carbon dioxide, which may contribute to climate change. In addition, the sector has significant impacts on water and habitat and species. In particular, hydro dams and transmission lines have significant effects on water and biodiversity. End quotation. According to U.S. scientist Jerry Malman and USA Today, Malman, who crafted the IPCC language used to define levels of scientific certainty, says the new report will lay the blame at the feet of fossil fuels with, quote, virtual certainty, end quote, meaning 99% sure. That's a significant jump from, quote, likely, end quote, or 66% sure, in the group's last report in 2001, Malman says. His role in this year's effort involved spending 2 months reviewing the more than 1,600 pages of research that went into the new assessment. Combustion of fossil fuels generates sulfuric, carbonic, and nitric acids, which fall to the earth as acid rain, impacting both natural areas and the built environment. Monuments and sculptures made from marble and limestone are particularly vulnerable, as the acids dissolve calcium carbonate. Fossil fuels also contain radioactive materials, mainly uranium and thorium, which are released into the atmosphere. In 2000, about 12,000 tons of thorium and 5,000 tons of uranium were released worldwide from burning coal. It is estimated that during 1982, U.S. coal burning released 155 times as much radioactivity into the atmosphere as the Three Mile Island incident. However, this radioactivity from coal burning is minuscule at each source and has not shown to have any adverse effect on human physiology. Burning coal also generates large amounts of bottom ash and fly ash. These materials are used in a wide variety of applications, utilizing, for example, about 40% of the U.S. production. Harvesting, processing, and distributing fossil fuels can also create environmental concerns. Coal mining methods, particularly mountaintop removal and strip mining, have negative environmental impacts, and offshore oil drilling poses a hazard to aquatic organisms. Oil refineries also have negative environmental impacts, including air and water pollution. Transportation of coal requires the use of diesel-powered locomotives, while crude oil is typically transported by tanker ships, each of which requires the combustion of additional fossil fuels. Environmental regulation uses a variety of approaches to limit these emissions, such as command and control, which mandates the amount of pollution or the technology used, economic incentives, or voluntary programs. An example of such regulation in the USA is the, quote, EPA is implementing policies to reduce airborne mercury emissions. Under regulations issued in 2005, coal-fired power plants will need to reduce their emissions by 70% by 2018. End quote. In economic terms, pollution from fossil fuels is regarded as a negative externality. Taxation is considered one way to make societal costs explicit in order to internalize the cost of pollution. This aims to make fossil fuels more expensive, thereby reducing their use
and the amount of pollution associated with them, along with raising the funds necessary to counteract these factors. Former CIA Director James Wolseley recently outlined the national security arguments in favor of moving away from fossil fuels. This section is accompanied by two images. The first image is a graph that has the caption, Global Fossil Carbon Emission by Fuel Type 1800 to 2007. Note, carbon only represents 27% of the mass of CO2. The second image is a graph that has the caption, Carbon dioxide variations over the last 400,000 years, showing a rise since the Industrial Revolution. Section 6. See also. This section suggests some Wikipedia articles for reading. The suggested articles are 1. Abiogenic petroleum origin, 2. C. Arden Pope, 3. Fossil Fools Day, 4. Fossil fuel drilling, 5. Fossil fuel exporters, 6. Carbon-based fuel, 7. Clinker, parentheses, waste, end parentheses, 8. Oil reserves, 9. Petroleum, 10. Radiative forcing, 11. Upstream and downstream. Section 7. References. There are references available in the written form of this article. Please be sure to verify information found on Wikipedia using the references provided or by cross-referencing the information yourself. Section 8. External links. In addition to the above, several external links have been listed for finding additional information online. We now come to the end of the spoken article, Fossil Fuel. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution-Share Alike 3.0 Unported License, available at http://creativecommons.org/licenses/by-sa/3.0.